At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are the Hillbilly Youngins. Hey guys, it's Kristen.
And Dakota.
And this is episode 36 of Hillbilly Youngins. And today we are going to be doing a story on
Vampires.
I'm not talking about Count Dracula from Sesame Street. I don't know. Dakota loves vampires.
Yeah, pretty cool.
She is obsessed with Twilight.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was on Team Edward for a long time, but I'm kind of on Team Jacob now. Just saying.
I think if I had to choose something from that movie, I would be Team Jacob, because Edward is so
weird
and creepy. And
like, I enjoy watching you sleep because
yes.
I can't.
I mean, if I woke up in the middle of the night and some guy was just standing in the corner staring at me as I slept, I would not fall in love. I would be like pulling out my nine and busting a cap. I wouldn't kill him, but still, you know, because he's immortal. But yeah. I would try. And they run so fast. Like, is that for real?
And werewolves can, like, they can run that fast, but they can turn into werewolves whenever. And they don't have to freaking drink people's blood.
Yeah, they can, like,
or be animal blood or anything.
They can be werewolves when they want to be werewolves. But vampires on Twilight, I mean, they're just vampires. They don't have any other option at that point.
I mean, and it's kind of cool that they have, like, powers, but
yeah, but did you see how many, like, diplomas and graduation hats they had?
Oh, my gosh. I don't ever want to go to school.
I know. I'm like, if you are immortal, I mean, you can't die. Why in God's name would you want to continue to go to school?
It's so weird. Just
there's
like
so many things in the world you could do. They're immortal, and they're, I mean, do people even know? I don't even know. Okay. I panicked. Well, once I explain to you what I learned about vampires, I don't really think that you are going to be thinking that the sparkling in the sunshine and the driving super fast like a Cullen is actually what vampires are.
Okay, then.
So, are you ready for this?
Get on with it.
Okay. What is a vampire? Webster's definition. Do you think I was asking you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Dakota's definition is... That's your cue.
Oh.
Ow.
I didn't actually know you were asking me.
Incorrect.
Hey! Yeah. Just go ahead.
Webster's definition is the reanimated body of a dead person. Oh, my clothes are dry. Sorry.
That's the machine's tune, if you didn't know, if you can't
it's
even hear it.
My favorite jam. All right, back to the basics. A vampire is the reanimated body of a dead person believed to come from the grave at night and suck the blood of persons asleep. Why would someone want to be a vampire?
I don't know. That's such a bad idea.
Why would one aspire to do such? I don't know. Who would even start something like this?
Like a vampire cult?
Who just wakes up one day? And vampires were, like, never a thing. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to make this a thing. Well, that's not quite what happened. It all started with the originator. Vlad Dracul, also known as Vlad Dracula or Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad.
Vlad. Born in Transylvania, Romania.
That's a real place.
It is.
I didn't think
Haven't
so.
Have you ever watched Hotel Transylvania?
I mean, yeah.
After the death of his father and brother, Vlad became the ruler of Wallachia, Romania from 1456 to 1462. Vlad was notorious for the way that he would punish his enemies. He would impale wooden stakes through their bodies.
Oh my gosh.
And into the ground. So like...
It's a human
You remember,
tent.
Okay, pretend you're watching The Omen. And you have the part on The that. Omen. You have the part on The Omen where that big, long metal rod just like flies through the air and like goes through the priest and like sticks him to the ground. Remember? You do, because you do. Just imagine that, but a wooden stake
like
and not flying through the ground.
Guy whose like head was like chopped off or something?
Yes.
Yes, I remember then.
Yes. Okay, so he would take a wooden stake and put it through his enemies and would leave them there to die. In a battle of 1462, he left a field full of impaled bodies.
Wow.
Now, this is gross, okay? This is what kind of set off the whole Dracula thing. Legend says that Vlad would have dinner amongst his victims, and he would dip his bread into their blood.
Ew. Why are you laughing at this?
I'm just picturing, like, when we go to Carrabba's, and we dip our bread into that olive oil
oh
and herb sauce.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just picturing that being blood instead.
I mean,
sick.
Maybe he was just a cannibal or something.
Oh, maybe he just loved to drink the blood of his enemies.
Like, have you ever accidentally cut yourself, like, just a little bit and, like, put your... Like,
I mean, I have, them? But it's not
It tastes
preference.
Really gross. Or, like, if you bite your cheek and you can taste it. It tastes like pennies. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Maybe they like that.
Ew.
I mean, you have watched those shows, My Strange Addictions. People
oh my
drink,
God.
Eating, like, freaking drywall.
In mattresses.
And baby powder. So weird. Anyways, sorry anybody out there who likes to eat mattresses. Okay, so he would dip his bread into their blood. So does this mean he was a vampire? What? What's so daggone funny? Why do you like to eat mattresses? You do.
No, you said, I'm sorry for anyone out there who eats mattresses.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know their lives. Maybe they do. Maybe it's the,
oh
maybe that's
God.
Why they like memory foam. Maybe it goes down the gullet a little easier. All right, so.
Improves their memory, you know what I'm saying?
I know they eat it and improves their memory.
Sorry, that was right. Just so
that
funny.
Was good. All right, so was he a vampire? No. I do not think so. He was just one nasty dude. But
I mean, people drink cow urine and it's weird.
Oh, that's a whole nother story. All right. He was one nasty dude, but his legend is what inspired Count Dracula. Which is, do you know what Count Dracula is? Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
A vampire, like the god of all vampires, pretty much.
It's an 1897 gothic novel, like a legit horror novel that you can read, and it is based off of, you know, blood drinking vampire. I guess they
I
took
way
Vlad
off.
And took little parts of his weirdness and added some fictional aspects, and bada bing bada boom, you got your novel.
So pretty much they're like not real.
During the Middle Ages, vampires became a huge superstition. The plague had destroyed many towns, and the victims affected by the plague were often left with bleeding lesions on their mouths.
Ooh. I'm just like thinking that people, all these people die from like old age, but they also die from all these like terrible things. And I can't even imagine. I really
Are you referring
can't imagine.
To back then?
I'm just referring to like any time, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, people fall off cliffs and have every single limb cut off from their body and eaten alive,
and their
acid pours into their pores, poured into people's.
What
like,
movies have you
stuff.
Been watching at night?
I don't watch like scary movies because you know.
Did
I don't
you watch
anything.
Suicide Squad last night? I knew it. You even bought it. Yeah. I got an email. You ain't slick.
No, I know that you would know.
I've not watched that. I really hope that was not too inappropriate. I might have to go back.
Well, I skipped some parts because it was, but not like really inappropriate, but like there was this one part. It was gross.
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. Well, neither did I, so I skipped it.
All right, let's get back to the nitty gritty. These people who had bleeding lesions on their mouths, well, of course, people having this, like, vampire superstition are like, oh my gosh, they're vampires. They've got blood on their mouths. Oh, obviously, they've been sucking blood somewhere. When these people would die, and they were truly believed that they were vampires, people would put a wooden stake
through their heart.
They would burn their bodies, or they would decapitate them to ensure that the body stayed dead.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. These like people just want to die peacefully, and here they are.
Well,
being
also
assumed as vampires.
Also, there was this disorder where people who, whenever they went out into the sun, would get awful, horrible blisters on their body,
yeah,
which was a legit thing.
It is still.
Yeah, it's a still thing. But
I
see, back then, you know, people said, oh my God, they're vampires. So all these people who are dying of, like, legit illnesses are being treated like vampires.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. There was one girl, Marcy Brown, I believe her name was. She was buried, and whenever they believed that her family might have died and been a part of some kind of vampirism, they exhumed her body and saw that her body was still intact, like she hadn't like rotted away yet, and she had blood on her mouth. And so in order to make sure she was dead, they took out her heart and fed it to her brother, who eventually died also.
Wait, what? Is their brother some kind of like goat or something that just eats anything?
I mean, I don't know what happened. You have to ask her. I mean,
she's dead. What the heck? I can't just go on the Insta. Like,
hey, girl. Hey, Merce. About that
death,
that
heart.
Yeah. All right. So basically, these people and their superstitions are what caused the whole vampire phenomenon that we know today. Are there really people that come back from the dead to suck the blood of the living? Are this their only ways to meet their true demise by jamming a stake through their heart, burning
yeah,
their bodies,
just a bit much.
Or making sure their cap is detated? I think no, personally. No, they're not. But I do think that there are vampires today. Because, in a way, they just are vampires. Not in all the textbook ways, but in their own ways.
Sorry to people who actually like to suck blood but aren't vampires.
There are more than 5,000 people in the world that enjoy drinking the blood of a human or animal.
My God.
But they aren't sinking their teeth into them. There are willing people that will donate their blood for the consumption of people who like to drink blood. Which is not only gross, but it's dangerous.
It's literally like melting pennies. I mean, it would harden, but melting pennies and just drinking
them. I mean, it is. And it's dangerous because if you can overly consume, if you like consume too much blood, it can cause you to have an iron overdose. Yeah. Disgusting.
It's like having another person inside of you.
Right.
And it, you feel so liquefied and,
I don't know about you. Are you hungry?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Let's eat medium rare chicken.
Ew! That's like your Uncle Josh. He and your Aunt Sierra, they like their steaks to still be mooing when they're on the plate.
Oh my God.
Ugh, we are well done family over here. Well, that's basically what I've got about vampires. But one thing is for certain, whether vampires are legit or not, they look pretty bad. But bad ace, and there's some really cool movies and really cool books about them, and for that I am grateful.
Yeah, I think reading about vampires, especially when it's like a fiction book, I mean, usually it would be, but
yeah, it's kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
I do like reading about it. Oh my God, Dakota's hand is bleeding right as we speak.
I picked a scab.
Why would you pick a scab when we're talking about this? Do you want the vampires to summon from the dead and suck your hand?
You know, there's band-aids, you know?
I cannot believe you. Sickening. Anyways, I hope you guys liked our story. And tune in next week for episode 37. I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye! Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,